Bison Bowling debuts on Tuesday. It's an out-of-town meet. I get a chance now to talk with Janice Seitzer, along with the husband, Terry. Of course, we know them very, very well from TJ's Family Fun Center. They're just our neighbors right across the way here at KICX. But can you believe bowling, Jana, is a high school sport now? And I tell you, it's really taken off, hasn't it?
It is the fastest-growing high school sport in the nation. And it's taken a while before we got here. I wish I'd had been here for my kids, but these kids are so excited to get started on it. Yeah.
How many kids do you have out for this team this year?
We have 26 on roster.
That's a pretty good number for the first year, isn't it?
Absolutely. And they're all eligible academically. I'm thrilled.
It's the case with the end of the sport. If you're not academically eligible, you can't compete, can you?
No. So these guys are excelling in academics. They're excelling in attitude. They're excelling in leadership, and they are really excelling in their bowling skills.
Practice schedule, you guys are going every day after school?
Nope. Actually, we just do Monday and Wednesday after school. But there are probably a good half of them that will come and practice. I give them a practice sheet, and they come and practice 5-6 times a week. Uh-huh. You know, they're throwing 5 or 6 games. So some of them really go extra.
You want to be good? Like anything, you got to practice, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You do have some kids. We were just talking before we started here. You got some kids that have posted some pretty decent scores last couple of practices, haven't they?
Yeah, actually, we had a scrimmage. We had a scrimmage on Saturday just to kind of get the format. This is the first time I've ever seen this format. So we had Landon Kamak actually bowled a 257, which is 7 strikes in a row. That's way beyond anything I've ever been able to do. We had tons of personal records. Everybody, I mean, competition, just having that, you know, that little bit of competition, even friendly. They were all cheering each other on. Almost every one of them set a personal record. Izzy Claus got a double-double, which is totally different from basketball. I mean, she actually had 2 strikes and then another 2 strikes later on in the same game. I mean, that's just, they picked up some killer splits. We had a 7-10 killer split picked up. Liam Powers bowled almost 80 over his average. Of course, you know, we had several double turkeys, which are 3 in a row in the same game. And then we almost had a triple turkey in the same game, so that was pretty cool. And some of them were close to a clean game. It was exciting. Absolutely like Christmas.
So this first meet, you get a chance to take everybody, right?
Yes, actually, Kearney put together, a varsity and a JV team. Of course, they always have those for boys and girls. And then they put together a third team. So we actually will be able to take all of our bowlers. So they're excited. We're going to do a pizza party before we go, and then we're on the bus, and we're traveling tomorrow.
That'll be at the Big Apple, I do believe. Is that right?
I think so. I hope so. I'm not the one driving, but I hope that's where we're going.
Yeah, that is a big, that's fairly a big complex. Has a lot of lanes. So, and I take it, you got to meet pretty much every week, don't you?
Yeah, we actually have 2 meets a week for this week and next week. Then we have, you know, the hiatus. And then we have 2 the week we get back, and then I think we have 1 the other weeks after that before we get to districts.
So there is a district a meet once again at the end of the schedule, right?
There is. And the setup for districts, we actually have, I think, short of Omaha, where they all have their own personal you know, trainers. We actually have probably the toughest district, and I mean, I've been telling the kids, our win-loss record doesn't matter. It's going to be a school record anyway, since it's first year. But what matters is, you know, how much we improve. So we're going to be, you know, we're right there in the thick of it, and especially after the scrimmage. You know, I'm encouraged. I haven't even looked to think about that, but we have some phenomenal bowlers. So
tomorrow, I take in the first one against Kearney and the triangular. Do you take the top 6-7? How do you score it as a team?
Well, it's interesting. They actually play 2 games head to head.
Okay.
So depends on what the placement is, but we have 5 bowlers on each team. They bowl head to head, and they get a point for each one that if they best their match, and then we get a total of 3 pins for pinfall for the total games. At the end of that, we have to do a Baker's game. So best 2 of 3. So the they'll take turns, one person, and which is really kind of an odd kind of syncopated rhythm. You know, you bowl one, then you sit and wait and watch everybody else bowl, and then you come. It's hard to kind of, you know, stay on focus for that. But we have, and we can substitute in. So our varsity team is five bowlers plus two subs that can go in and out during the second part, the baker's part.
So this is something you guys have taken on. You still operate TJ's as normal with the pool leagues and everything, and the bar and the pizza and everything. This, you're out here a little bit more, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm out front a little more. I usually stay in the kitchen. But yeah, I'm out front a little bit more with these kids. But they are just so eager to learn and to improve. And they really already have. It's amazing. Lynn Kinney got them all stoked and ready to go with Unified. That works with seniors and juniors. And so we actually have 12 seniors on the team. I don't know if I told you that, but so this is their 1 year to really shine, and they are ready to just come out rolling.
There you go. And I have a feeling this is going to be a sport, then you're going to see even bigger numbers as the popularity is going to pick up even more.
I think so. I think everybody at school is well, first of all, they're going to see our jerseys. They're going to be so jealous.
Really? Uh-huh.
Oh, our jerseys are so hot. Uh-huh. I mean, even if our team didn't look so good, we definitely would look good to begin with. But they are, it is fun. This group of kids is wonderful. They are so good.